I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens, we're going back to the Star Beast. Yes, woo to you. I have received. God, just sounds just like I've caught COVID or something. I have received many amazing emails, messages. There is a lot going on. But I've got this delightful email from Kim who... hilariously said, oh, you've covered off everything I said in the email. But I feel like it's a perfect way to start off this second chapter of talking about the Star Beast. So Kim said, I could watch the episode first thing on Sunday morning, but it felt weird to do that. And, you know, there's Christmas shopping to do. Kim says, Doctor Who's traditionally a Sunday night thing. So that's when we watched it. So first off, a recap to start things off. I can't remember any character doing a piece to camera before. So that was something different for the new fans. A good summary for anyone to jump in. Yeah, the... American version of the fifth series, was it the fifth series, fifth and sixth, had like an intro from Amy at the start of it, which we got here in Australia as well. I don't know if you remember, there would be like a little recap of like, hey, this is my friend the Doctor and we travel in time and space and all these things and that I'm explaining what Doctor Who is to you. So that was a bizarre thing that happened. But that was, you know, a voiceover, not an actual, you know, standing up in front of the time vortex. What was he standing in front of? At least Donna was just sitting at her laptop. But it was an interesting device. I mean, it is kind of a thing that Russell T. Davis does a bit in his writing outside of Doctor Who. Like there's a lot of talking to camera in It's a Sin. It's something that he does and he kind of leans upon. And it is weird that it kind of takes you out of it in one respect, but then I always applaud someone who will take you completely out of a story by doing something that reminds you that you're watching television, that you're watching TV, that this is an entirely constructed thing, but it's still compelling. So I find that really interesting. Like, you know, sometimes where things meet up too conveniently and you're like, well, this is all a bit too ridiculous. And then it's like, oh, but still I'm enjoying it. So like it being pointed out to me that it's ridiculous by the stupid conveniences of the plot is not hurting anything. Anyway, new titles. Kim's excited about. How pretty are they? I mean, look, I think the Star Beast is stuck on my Disney Plus at that moment at the start of the titles because I just went and watched it about 12 times because I'm 7 inside. It looks like the TARDIS ice skating over the time vortex and ends with a plop, a pond of glowing space jellyfish. Gorgeous. It looks amazing. Yes, it does. Whether it's just better technology or more mouse dollars poured in, the picture is miles ahead of previous episodes. I mean, I think part of that is it's in 4K. The only episodes that have been done in 4K before have been The Power of the Doctor was definitely in 4K, as was Twice Upon a Time. But I think they were only broadcast on the BBC in 4K as test broadcast. I don't know if you can buy Twice Upon a Time on 4K disc. You might be able to. And Power of the Doctor, I don't know whether you can get that on disc in 4K or whether anyone has it in 4K on their services. I know Stan has The Power of the Doctor, but I think it's just in regular HD. But yeah, it was, you know, definitely shot in 4K. Like all the special effects were done in 4K. Like it was a whole thing. But yeah, I don't know for sure whether or not it's meant to be in 4K. I mean, it's, you know, it could be, or it might be completely, you know, only in HD. But yeah, I'm pretty sure the Stan one is only in HD. But yeah, it's out there in the world as a 4K thing. But the Disney ones are all, you know, gloriously sharp. If you've got a 4K TV and the Disney app and a decent enough connection to the internet, you can watch it in spectacular vision. As opposed to iView, which was it's only just like it's under high definition, but it's better than broadcast, but only just, like vaguely. I think the only time I was in high definition on the ABC was the broadcast on the ABC main channel because they've got an HD version of that channel. Grand Mistress gives always love it when the psychic paper confuses things. It was very cute. Like the psychic paper hadn't caught up yet. I mean, it had only been an hour, so the psychic paper is probably still, like, even the Doctor on some level might have been thinking of themselves as, you know, a woman. Like, the Doctor was a woman an hour ago, so the psychic paper is still kind of, you know, back in, you know, it's like when you, if you drive a, if you drive an automatic for a long time and then you get in a manual, you're like, oh yeah, I've forgotten how this works. Elon Z, great to have that back, followed by Oui Monsieur, nice one, Sean. A person in a wheelchair, a unit soldier in a turban, already so inclusive from the first 10 minutes. A nervous breakdown, a practical if heartbreaking reason for Donna's memory loss. Yeah, it does happen a lot when people have those kind of incidents, those kind of stressful moments in their lives. They can forget whole chunks of things. Sylvia storming down the hallway. I was so excited for you for this. You know I love Sylvia. Peak Sylvia Tiger Mum moment. Ooh, new sonic screwdriver with many new skills. I was a bit, oh, come on, when he created the bulletproof glass. But I just rewatched Journey to the Center of the TARDIS. Thank you for the Foxtel pop-up channel. And in that, the Doctor mentions the matter-generating bulb things that mean the TARDIS can create matter out of whatever. And if the sonic screwdriver is an extension of the TARDIS, then maybe it's finally caught up with that technology. Super cool, though. And the screen when the Doctor was looking at the crash was very Minority Report. I know. And, you know, good work on David Tennant's behalf, being able to manage a heads-up display where there is not one. Kim also says the conversation about pronouns. Yes, it was instigated by a trans character, but to have such a calm, sensible conversation about something that can be so heated was just lovely, especially with the meep being the meep. And it would have paid off all the wrong people. Oh, indeed. Big budget explosions. You can literally see the House of Mouse dollars burning up in front of your eyes, and it looked amazing. I mean, lovely Danny Hargraves, who has worked on the show since the Eccleston days. Seeing him in the making of just blowing stuff up and knowing that he's got a bigger check than he's ever been handed before is quite exciting. Like, he seems to be having the time of his life. Utility wheelchair. Even Professor X didn't have rockets in his wheelchair. I wonder when we'll get to meet the Hooniverse version of Q. Oh, yeah, there must be someone at the new unit that designs all this stuff. Maybe it's Shirley. Maybe that's her job. It's like, oh, I'm putting him in my chair as well. The binary, non-binary. I'm sure there are some super fans of Russell T. Davis that will think he put that in 15 years ago to use in this episode. But I think it was a very well-written coincidence. I mean, part of, like, writing is going, oh, what have I got in front of me? And how can I make something of that? And it's like, well, I already had Donna saying this. So I'll just remind people that she said that. And then I've got this character, and that's a fun coincidence. And you just write it in. Like, that's part of it. It doesn't all have to be stuff you seeded before. Like, one of my favorite comics is Watchmen and The Ballad of Halo Jones, both written by Alan Moore. And he's been quite explicit with things that, you know, look like he's foreshadowing something, are just things that he put in on a whim and then went, oh, actually, I can include that further on as a thing later on. So, you know, it's just kind of being ahead of yourself, really. The Pretty TARDIS. Kim says, I think we all felt like David Tennant when we saw the new inside. So nice and clean and shiny. Well, for about 5 minutes. And it changes colours. I mean, I've got to say, that's one of my favourite things that Shuddy Gatwa, the new Doctor's first port of call was, oh, I'm changing the lighting scheme. I mean, look, personally, I'm very excited that Patreon now has a dark mode on the internet because, like, the white screen can sometimes do my eyes in. Anyway, Kim says, to sum up, I laughed, I cried, I went home happy. So glad to have it back. Yes, me too. All right, we'll continue with your thoughts and theories about the Star Beast. If you've got anything to say about what Kim's had to say, please feel free to email. You can message me at patreon.com/AdamRichard or on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.